This is Rabbi Nissan Elbrun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. We will finish Gimel Amud Aleph 3a, the third section. It is the blue text. So yesterday we went through, when we began the Braisa, that's like Rabbi Yochanan. How do you know that kings count from Nisan? Right, we had the two psukim. Right, it's 480 years since Bnei Yisrael left Egypt, etc. Right, and that goes through. If you remember back on Beis Amud Beis a page ago, which was probably at the beginning of last week. So there, Rabbi Yochanan had said that we have this pasuk by Shlomo, and in that pasuk, which it cuts off here, as soon as we remember it. Right, there's a comparison between Shlomo and Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like Yetzias Mitzrayim is from Nisan, so too, they count kings, i.e. Shlomo, from Nisan. Right, then we wanted to know, well, maybe it's, how do you know that by Mitzrayim itself it was from Nisan? Maybe it's from somewhere else. So then we had the pasuk, Aaron goes up on Har Har, and it says, Vahi barim shana b'ashter asal l'chodesh. Now I'm reading the blue text of our page. And it says, "Achrei akhato et sichon," right? Ve'omer b'yishma k'nani v'chulei, right? So that shows you that based on the death of Aaron and the war with Sichon, right, it has to be in that order. Hopefully, you remember from last week, right? And then it said, "Vayiru kaladaki gav Aaron," that everyone saw that he was died, and then the people saw. Ve'omer, and it says Vahi Bachodesh HaRishon Bashan HaShenit Bechulei, Ve'omer Vahi Bashana HaShenit Bachodesh HaShenit, Ve'omer, and it says Bachodesh HaShlishi Letzei Bnei Yisrael Bechulei, Ve'omer Vayachel Livnot, etc. So that just took us through really the entire exercise that we did on Beis Amud Beis. I'm not going to repeat it again. You can go back and listen if you want. But essentially, yes, we find a braisa that teaches exactly like Rabbi Yochanan, because it's all of the psukim and all of the arguments that Rabbi Yochanan indeed has made. Okay. Now, Amar Rav Chisda. Okay, so Rav Chisda says as follows, Lo shanu ela l'malche Yisrael. That's only true that we count from Nisan when we talk about the kings of Israel. Aval malchus umas ha'olam, when we're talking about non-Jewish nations, the kings, mitishrei maninan. Right there, we actually count from Tishrei, not from Nisan. How do we know that? Shinemar divrei Nechemya ben Chachalya. Right, these are the words of Nechemya, Nechemya the son of Chachalya, Nechemya. Right, the Navi, by Hiba Chodesh Kislev. Right, it is in the month of Kislev, Shnat Esrim, in the 20th year, Uksiv, and it says, by Hiba Chodesh Nisan, in the month of Nisan, right, Shnat Esrim Artach Shasta. Right, the month of Nisan is still in the 20th year. Right, so now it's just going to spell out, because obviously Kislev, right, Chanukah time, then you get the Pesach. If they're still in the same year, Nisan is not the beginning of the new year to Artach Shasta, who's the king. Right, obviously it's Tishrei, and then you go to Kislev and Nisan, which are still in the same year. That's what the Gemara says. Midekai b'Kislev, since you're in Kislev, v'kari le'shnas esrim, and it calls in the 20th year. Vikai bin Nisan, and then it talks about Nisan, Vikara Leishnas Esrim, and it calls it the 20th year. Michlal the Rosh Hashanah Lab Nisan Hu. Right, so that's proof positive that Nisan is clearly not Rosh Hashanah for Gentile kings, otherwise Nisan would have to be the 21st year, not the 20th year. So the Gemara says that's great. That's great that in the Nisan Pasuk it actually says that we're counting the years of Artach Shasta. Elahai, but the first Pasuk, right? 20th year, etc. Elahai mimai de la artach shasta. How do we know that we're counting, right, for the years of artach shasta? Maybe Dilma is indeed something else. What that something else is, right, who else would we be counting from, etc., that you got to come back and join me tomorrow.